Danny.
Danny boy, how are you, mate?
Good, mate. Yourself?
Good, thanks. How's your week been?
Haven't been too bad. You know, same old, same old.
With same old work and all that.
Yeah. How's yours?
Yeah, same old work, getting wedding prepared and everything.
Yeah.
More wedding plans. it's coming closer to the time, so it's coming more intense, you know, in a good way.
It sounds like you're getting more busier by the week.
Yeah.
Wedding plans, actually.
Yeah.
I thought by now most of it would have been sorted out.
Most of it is, but just the small bits, you know, the invites and everything.
Yeah. The invitations are still yet to come, aren't they?
Yeah.
Well, I'm looking forward to it, Johnny. Should be good.
Of course.
Mm-hmm. So, yeah, Johnny, it's been... I know tomorrow is the new round of footy, which is round 10.
Actually, the round starts on Friday, not Thursday.
Oh, really?
Yeah, it starts at 6 o'clock Friday. That's strange, isn't it?
Oh geez, I'm so used to Thursday.
Yeah. because our game, the Tigers game, is on Sunday at 6:25 PM.
Okay. Yeah, they're doing a triple header on Sunday.
Yeah.
Okay. Oh yeah, I forgot about that because of Magic Round.
Yeah.
That's right. Thanks for reminding me, John.
It's all good.
But yeah, man, let's look back on round 9. We've had it.
I actually predicted the Panthers and Eels correctly. Eels actually beat Penrith.
You did. Yeah, I remember you said that on our last episode that you thought the Eels were going to beat the Panthers, and I didn't think that would happen. And look what happened. So I was pretty shocked about it, to be honest.
but didn't you pick the Broncos to beat Souths?
I did. I said Broncos would beat the Bunnies, and yes, that happened.
No, not, we both got it right then.
Not only they beat the Bunnies, or they flogged them 32-12.
Whew.
Who would have seen that huge scoreline coming?
Not me.
You know what? Like people talk up the Bunnies, but I don't think they'll have that. I don't think they'll have a. I'm not sure, I know it's early days, but I don't think their season will be as good as what people make it out to be. Like I reckon they'll probably still finish in the A, but I don't think the Bunnies will be a top 4 side this year. Do you?
No, I don't see a top 4, no, but I would think a top 8, maybe.
Yeah. Depends. Bunnies are walking on eggshells a bit. I feel like, you know, people are starting to figure them out a bit more.
it really shows how much they relied on Adam Reynolds last year.
Yeah, like, it really does, you know. We saw the big game that Adam Reynolds had against his former team on Thursday. He even scored a try against the Bunnies, actually.
Yeah.
But he had a phenomenal game against his old team, which was, quite amazing. But like you said, John, I think the biggest highlight to take away from that week was definitely the Parramatta versus Penrith game. Like, what a game that was. That was the most entertaining game I've seen in a long time. Like, there was not much stoppages. The game kept flowing. It was a hard hitting contest, and it felt like watching a finals game. It had everything, and like you didn't know. And for a long time, Panthers were on top. I think at one stage, if I'm not mistaken, you know, Panthers were leading. I think were leading two tries ahead of the Parramatta until the last 15 minutes of the game, when Parramatta scored back to back tries in two or three consecutive minutes. Yeah, so
well, I wish I would have watched that game. Me and Bill out for dinner that night, so we couldn't watch it.
Yeah. Oh, really?
Yeah, we went for dinner at La Perouse. It's called the boat shed at La Perouse. It was very nice. It was near the water, which is good.
That would have been nice, yeah.
Yeah.
Well, look, I'll tell you. So, Madison scored in the 66th minute of the game.
Yeah.
And Dylan Brown scored in the 69th. So it was 2 tries in 3 minutes. So Parramatta pretty much scored back-to-back tries just to get on top of Penrith. When Penrith were ahead by 2 tries ahead of them. So, crazy game. And, you know, it just shows that Parramatta, you know, we can't take Parramatta lightly because you don't know which Parramatta team will turn up.
True. Well, we did beat Parramatta by 1 point.
See, this is the unpredictability of the NRL season. Tigers beat Parramatta by 1 point, and then Parramatta lose to Cowboys 35-4.
And then they beat Penrith.
And then they come back and beat Penrith. Mind you, Penrith haven't lost the game all season. Parramatta, their first loss, Penrith's first loss is against Parramatta.
And you know what I just realised?
Yeah.
Is Parramatta beat the top two sides. Parramatta beat Storm away, and Parramatta beat Penrith away.
What round did Parramatta beat Storm?
Oh, let me check. It was like a field goal. Oh, no, not a field goal, like a try.
Oh, so a few weeks ago, was it?
It was. Actually, I got the app out. I've got the app now. Wait a minute.
But, yeah, I think I do remember that game, actually.
It was on a Saturday afternoon, I think.
Yeah. Gee, so, well, you're right. So, yeah, Parramatta did beat both Storm and Penrith. So, crazy. Well, it just goes to show, as I said, the unpredictability, not of just Parramatta, but just the whole, the NRL season in total. Like, who would have thought, as I said, Broncos beating Bunnies by 32-12. But yeah, let's look at the Dogs game, John. Dogs versus Canberra.
Oh,
14-4. Now, can I tell you, Dogs had a horrific game.
Yes, unfortunately, yes.
They made mistake after mistake. They couldn't even hold the ball. Literally,
they made Canberra look like, you know, like a premiership team.
Yeah, when Canberra are far from a premiership team. Actually, Canberra, I don't even consider Canberra to be a good side. And, you know, and Dogs, like, you know, I see a lot of potential in the Dogs. And, you know, that game against Canberra, I thought for sure Dogs would get up on top of Canberra and win that game. But, yeah, they did make Canberra look good. Like, not to take anything away from Canberra. I mean, they had a great game, but, you know, it was just very poor effort by the Dogs. And it was a winnable game for them, honestly. It was a winnable game. They just didn't have it in them to turn to... Just too many mistakes just caught up to them. And I think they just got in their heads too much, don't you think?
Yeah, true.
Yeah. But, yeah, that's a game that I didn't predict. All right, so Manly versus Tigers. Yeah, I kind of thought that, yeah, I didn't think would beat Manly. You know, because...
Is it Brookvale?
Or was that Brookvale?
The Dvojevic brothers were back.
Yeah, and Ben Trbojevic made his debut as well, I guess.
And he scored a try on debut as well.
He scored not one, but 2 tries, I think.
Oh, yeah.
So, but what a statement he made.
Well, we should sign him. I'm joking.
No, good. So, he's got a lot of potential, this Ben Trbojevic, yeah. You know. Taken after his brothers, he could be a superstar in the making.
True.
Yeah. But just Tigers, they did... Look, I'll give credit to the Tigers. They did show a lot of heart in that game.
Yes, I agree.
They didn't fold over. They didn't back down, you know. They stayed in the game for majority of that. They stayed in the contest for majority of the game, and I just felt like, you know, the undoing was the first half, really, with a player getting sent off. Who got sent off? I'm trying to remember.
Wait, in which game?
In the Tigers and Mandy game.
Did someone get sent off?
Yeah, there was a send off. There was by Stefano.
Stefano Itoi Kamanu.
Yeah, yeah. He got sent off in the 32nd minute.
Oh yeah, that's what he did. He did.
And that kind of changed the whole outcome of the game because as soon as he got sent off, Manny scored straight after that. And then they scored two tries in the next 3 minutes after he got sent off. That kind of just really set Tigers back. And to be honest, I was watching the game and that shouldn't have been a send-off. That was really weak by the referee to send Stefano off for a tackle like that. That wasn't even intentional. And I think that shouldn't have been a send-off. That's just my opinion. So I felt like Tigers got a little bit hard done by in that aspect. I'm not saying that because I'm a Tigers fan. I'm just saying that as a neutral fan, like that was really poor. And look, I'm not going to be biased, but Manly did get a lot of penalties go their way as well. I'm not trying to discredit Manly in any way, but you know that was. I feel like you know the referees were definitely favouring Manly. But anyways, what's done is done. You know, it means it's good. To me, it's just good to see Tigers, you know, show more resilience and play more better as a team. And especially defensively, they're looking much stronger. So it's good to see that from the Tigers. Did you watch the game, John? The
Tigers. Oh, I watched the last half at work.
Yeah.
But I missed most of the game. But I watched the last 20 minutes at work. I was working that was during that time.
Back to beat Titans 44-16. I thought that was going to be another upset as well. I did think Titans would beat the Roosters, but...
Oh, but 44-16.
Yeah, so Roosters definitely coming back and turning their season around.
Yeah. But that was against the Titans. Wait till the Roosters play a good team.
Yeah. Yeah, look, I'm still not convinced about the Roosters. I mean, one good win doesn't change anything. I still think Roosters haven't had an ordinary season like the Bunnies. I mean, Bunnies have had a bit of a better season than Roosters. But, yeah, look, if Roosters probably two or three back consecutive wins in a row, then I'll start to believe Roosters could still be a force to be reckoned. But so far, one win doesn't.
Funny enough, the Roosters have got the Eels this week.
Well, that will be an interesting contest. That will definitely be an interesting contest. All right, so John, Cowboys and Knights.
That was an easy win for the Cowboys. Yeah, but finally, the Knights scored a try.
Yeah, they scored a couple of tries. So good on the Knights. At least they broke their tryless drought record. I was getting quite concerned for the Knights not being able to score tries, but they at least that kind of redeemed themselves a little bit, telling their fans that they can still score tries. 42-6. Now I thought this would be a closer game. The Storm beating the Dragons 42-6.
Well, it was. Dragons did play well in the first half, but the Storm just went away with it.
Yeah, yeah. Well, and Storm again nearly getting to the half century, 42-6. They were one try and a conversion kick away from getting 50. So, mate.
Oh, actually, there were a try and two conversions.
A try and two conversion kicks. Yeah, I should say to getting a 50. Now I want to look at Storm's for and against because every week they're nearly scoring. They've scored at least more than 50 points, nearly 50 points in the past 3 or 4 weeks. So Storm's for and against 225. So that's a lot of points Storm have racked up, and that could work in their favour towards the back end of the year when fighting for the minor premiership.
This game
blew me away, the Sharks versus Warriors game. Now, I'll tell you why this was probably a great game to watch. Sharks had two players sent off the field.
And they still won.
And they still beat New Zealand. Two players sent off the field. I'm going to check the timeline into women. So,
William Kennedy. William Kennedy
got sent off.
Yeah.
So William Kennedy off, and
Jesse Ramien.
Jesse Ramien got sent off. Jesse Ramien got a sin bin, and William Kennedy got sent off for the whole game. So there were two players down, and the Warriors 29-10, which is quite remarkable. And, you know, I thought New Zealand had a humiliating loss against the Storm, losing 66-6. But New Zealand losing to Sharks, with Sharks being two players down. I mean, come on. That's
embarrassing.
What's worse, them losing to the Storm by 66-6 or losing? I don't know what's worse.
That's hard to say.
Yeah. God. That's nearly just both as bad as each other, I would say. Yeah. John, let's look into the Magic Round.
Yeah. You know, for all the people who don't know what Magic Round is, it's a round where all the teams play at one stadium, at Suncorp Stadium.
That's right. And I still have yet to go to a Magic Round.
I actually went to one.
Was it Tigers vs Penrith, wasn't it?
Yeah, that's the one. Yeah, that's the one.
Yeah. Who won that? Well, did the Tigers end up
winning? Yeah, we did.
Wow, so what a time you went up there.
Yeah. we should all go up there one time.
I've still yet to see Suncorp. What's that stadium like?
Oh, mate, the atmosphere is amazing. Very good. I can only imagine the State of Origin up there.
Is it similar to any of our stadiums here in Sydney, or not really?
Or
bigger?
I don't know if I can say bigger. It's more atmospheric. It's more rectangular, you know?
Yeah, because I've always wondered what Suncorp would be like.
One day we'll go up one day.
Definitely. Now, John, let's kick off our predictions for this Magic Round. So, starting off, the Dogs versus the Knights at 6 p.m. Friday. Who do you think?
Well, both teams have been down in form. I still think the Bulldogs will get them.
Yeah, Knights have been playing terrible. I don't see any reason why Dogs shouldn't win this game. Although I did say that about them against Canberra. So,
all I can say is if Newcastle beat Bulldogs, there's something wrong.
There's something, yeah. I'll definitely agree. Obviously wrong if Dogs lose again against Knights. I think that will be the end of Trent Barrett. If they lose the
you would think.
I think that will be the end of it. Okay, so next game, John. Manly versus Broncos.
Oh, now that will be a good game. That will be a good game.
That's going to be... I think that will be the match of the rounds. No, that won't be. Probably the Storm versus Penrith will be the match
of the round. There'll be two games of the round. The Seagulls and the Storm one.
Yeah, I agree. So who do you predict, Manly or Broncos?
This is a hard one to pick, but seeing it's at Suncorp, I know it's a Manly home team, but it's at Suncorp. So I'm actually going to tip Broncos. I would actually tip the Broncos to win.
Yeah.
I would say an upset.
Yeah, to be honest, Manly have looked good, but Broncos have also looked phenomenal. So, and I'm just gonna say, because it's Magic Round and because it's at Suncorp, I'm gonna say Broncos to beat Manly probably by 8 points. I think it'll be a very close game. I think it could go either way. Look, wouldn't surprise me if Manly do beat Broncos as well, because this is an even contest. Could go out either way, like I said, but I just feel with Magic Round and being in Suncorp, feel like Broncos will beat Manly in this round. Okay, Saturday's games.
Warriors and Souths.
Souths. Who do you think?
Oof. I reckon Souths.
I'd probably say Souths. New Zealand, you know, New Zealand haven't looked too bad, but they've just
dropped.
Yeah. Oh, look, I don't know. This game as well could be an upset. It could be Warriors beating Broncos. The Warriors beating
Souths.
Souths, yeah. Mm. But yeah, I'll probably say Souths to win. Probably Souths by, I say, 10 points. Souths. Mm. I don't think it'll probably be a huge scoreline. If I'm honest with you. okay, Dragons versus Titans. That's an interesting one.
This is another hard one.
Mm. Who do you say?
You know what? I'm going to take the Titans. The Titans are getting a win because they're due. And I can see the Titans showing potential a bit.
Hmm. I'm gonna say Dragons. I don't know. I'm gonna say Dragons. To be honest, I really can't predict this game. I'm just saying Dragons. just as a guess, really. I'm just guessing the Dragons will win because I really don't know who's gonna win that game. all right. The match of the rounds. Saturday night, John, 7:45 PM, Storm versus Penrith. The arguably the two best teams
in the
NRL.
I reckon Panthers to win. The reason why, because Ryan Pappenhausen is injured. And he's been a crucial player for the Storm.
Oh, what happened to him?
He got his hamstrings. He did his hamstring, I think.
Oh, shit. Yeah, I didn't realise that.
So he's out for 6 weeks.
Ooh, and Pappenhausen has been
crucial part of the team.
Huge. He's pretty much scored every try, every game with the Storm this season, hasn't he? I mean, Storm are still a good side without Paps, don't get me wrong. So, Storm still could easily win this game without Pappenhausen because the amount of good players that they have on their team. You know, don't forget they still have Harry Grant. They still have
Nick Meaney.
Nick Meaney. They've still got they're still a great side. But Penrith, you know, I kind of agree. They'll be looking to get a win after that loss against Parramatta. They'll definitely be very up for that contest. So you're tipping Penrith, are you?
Yes.
You know what? I feel like just because of their lot, Penrith losing to Parramatta, I feel like they're going to be fired up. I think Penrith to beat Storm. But I'm going to say Penrith to win by 4 points.
I'm going to say two.
You're going to say, you know what? Could it even be Golden Point?
That could be.
Nathan Cleary with a field goal. Actually, you know what? I'll probably say, I'm going to say Penrith by eight. I'll say by eight.
Eight?
I feel like they'll get a try and then they'll probably fit in a 2-point field goal.
Well, who knows?
Mm-hmm. But yeah, that game could go either way. Jeez, it's going to be hard for our tipping this week, isn't it, to tip all these games? I do say Penrith to and bounce off their loss last week to get a win over the Storm. But yeah, okay, next game, John. The Sunday's clashes. Sharks versus Raiders.
I reckon the Sharks because I know the Raiders beat the Bulldogs last week, but it was the Bulldogs. But I reckon the Sharks are in more, better form. So I'll say the Sharks.
Yeah, I think, yeah, Sharks are looking really good. So I'm going to say Sharks. I mean, Canberra, you know, I know they beat the Dogs last week, but they're still... They're still not looking that great, if I'm honest with you. So I'd probably say Sharks by 18 points or something. Now, John, another interesting contest which could go either way, Roosters versus Parramatta.
Mm.
That could be another potential game of the round as well.
I agree.
That's going to be a very even game.
Mm.
Who do you think?
This is really a hard one. Oh. This is what I can't pick. This is the game I can't pick. if I had to pick someone, I'll pick the Eels.
I'm going to say Parramatta simply because of that win against Penrith last week.
Mm.
Feel like if they can play that same intensity and fire against Roosters, they'll beat them. But then again, Roosters, you know, they'll be looking to build momentum after their win last week against Titans. But yeah, to be honest, I don't know. You know, Parramatta, they have that on and off week, so you don't know. So, but I'm going to still say Parramatta just based on their last week's performance against Penrith. I feel like if they come out, as I said, playing that good again, I'd say Parramatta by 14 points. Okay, last game of the round,
which is the best, but they're the best to last.
Best to last. Our team, the mighty West Tigers, Johnny, taking on the very well informed
Cowboys,
who have looked unstoppable. Last Cowboys, what a season they're having. Can I just say that?
Yeah, They're coming third.
Look, they've won their past probably three or four games. They beat the Knights last week. They beat Parramatta the week before. Beat Titans the week before that. And then they beat Canberra. And yeah, they've won. Literally, Cowboys have won their past four games. Looking unstoppable. To be honest, Johnny, I love my Tigers, but I don't see how we're
going to... Yeah, I was going to say that. As much as I love the Tigers, you know, I don't see us beating the informed Cowboys.
I don't know how we are going to beat the... I mean, it's definitely possible we can. I mean, if we've beaten Parramatta and if we can beat Parramatta and the Bunnies, who knows, we could beat the Cowboys and get an upset, but... playing, I don't see us stopping them. Yeah, you're the same, aren't you?
Yeah.
I just feel like this week needed to come out having a very good first half, playing out of their skin, having more of the ball without mistakes, not conceding too many penalties. And then if we can do that, we can stay in the contest with the Cowboys. Mm. And it's just about what Tigers team turns up on Sunday. That's what it comes down to.
If
version of the West Tigers that we've seen against Parramatta and Bunnies play against the Cowboys, then this game could go either way. Or if we have the Tigers of old that have had a Cowboys will blow us away. So it's just depending what West Tigers team turns up. But look, John, I'm still going to say Cowboys to win convincingly by, I'm going to say 14 points or more, probably 14 to 18 points. What do you think?
Yeah, around that 14 to 18 points, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, well, hopefully we're wrong in that tip and West Tigers get enough.
Yeah, hope it's a much closer game.
Hope it's a much what a end to the game and end to the round if Tigers get that win.
Yeah,
would be amazing. We can only wish, John. We can only wish.
Only wish.
Well, that's our round 10 predictions and our round 9 review. So, Johnny. Are you happy with your tips this week?
Yes, I'm pretty confident.
I'm not confident at all. You know, my last week I only got probably 3 out of
8. Yeah, I got 2.
Yes.
I got 6. I got 6 out of 8 the week before. Did you? And then last week I got 2 out of 8.
Yeah, so I'm definitely not convinced with this round game.
That's well, some tipping I am confident, some tipping I'm not, you know.
Look, the games I'm probably certain about this week are the Sharks beating Canberra and probably Cowboys beating the Tigers. But all the other games, I can't predict them because that could go either way. Mm. Well, most of these rounds, 10 games, could go either way, honestly. You don't know who's going to win between Storm and Panthers. You don't know who's going to win against Parramatta and Roosters. You know,
Manly
against Manly and Broncos. Games that could go either way this week. So.
True.
For sure. Fun to.
Mm. For sure.
So, what's your weekend plan?
Oh, yeah, John, I want to ask you, how's your mother's day?
The weekend. So?
How was my last week for you?
Can you please repeat the. Oh, yeah, it was good. Yeah, we went out for lunch with the family. Isabel came along. We went out for lunch before I had to go to work, which is good.
Where did you get your mum?
What? Oh, I just got some flowers and some chocolates.
Oh, that's nice. That's
pretty simple.
Yeah. What's your plan?
How about you? How was your Mother's Day?
It was good. Took my mum out for lunch. Me and my family and my mum went out to lunch. And yeah, we got my mum a gift card, some chocolate that she likes, and yeah, yeah, and we got her some flowers.
What's nice?
That's good. So, what's your plans for the weekend?
This weekend, mate. I know me and you are going to watch the Sunday's games at the Star Casino.
Yes, for sure. I'll be there around 4 o'clock, 3:30.
3:30, yeah. That'll be fun for us on Sunday, Johnny. Maybe
sure, play
a bit of blackjack as well.
and spend more money.
and lose it all. And be broke next week. But yeah, no, Saturday, don't know what I'm doing on Saturday. But yeah, I might be going down to Cronulla to see Renee. Might be.
Oh, so. Cool.
That'll be fun. But yeah, anyways, Johnny, think. Needed to say to.
Thank you,
guys. Yes, thanks for having me. As always, it's always a pleasure coming on.
No worries, John. I'm loving our weekly segments. Don't you think?
Yeah, me too. Good. I enjoy it.
Yeah. Well, until next week, guys. Hope you guys have a good week and enjoy your footy weekend.
Yes, have a great week. Have a great week, viewers.
Yes, and make sure to, if you like this episode, please share with your friends. Make sure to follow me on Instagram and Facebook, Wise Words with Stan. And yeah, let us know if you enjoy our weekly episodes. Thank you, guys, and thank you for once again. It's always a pleasure.
It's always a pleasure. Mm.